This summer, WYSO is bringing you stories of Ohioans living with disabilities. Today, WYSO producer April Leslie introduces us to Heather Reese.
Hi, April.
Do you mind if I sort of follow you around today?
Sure. Let me find by me.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. You got to do this.
Follow around. Do your job.
40-year-old Heather has Down syndrome, a heart defect called MR, and a visual impairment. In this story, Heather takes us on a tour of United Rehabilitation Services in Dayton, where she works, and we meet Heather's mom, Sue Reese, who also works at URS.
Okay, this is Sheldon. He's a nice guy. He's in a wheelchair. He likes David.
Heather is very social. She doesn't know a stranger. She loves coming to URS. I mean, this is her life, and that's what she'll tell you. This is my life.
I love it here. This is the best job I've ever had.
She works in the cafeteria helping others. She's very caring and loving.
So I'll go ahead and take you to my vacation room.
It was hard for me in the very beginning because my husband at the time was working for Special Olympics. And we had been exposed to children with Down syndrome and other children that were diagnosed with MR. But we never dreamed of that we would have a child with any disabilities. And it was hard at first, but once we saw Heather and we had her, I mean, we fell in love with her instantly, and she's just achieved so much.
I heard you just went on vacation, right?
Yeah. Actually, I'll let you know that I travel a lot, and I love it in a way. I just want to keep going. So this is going to be the greatest day of my entire life. Be on the radio is really awesome and exciting.
We had her in just regular, like a kindergarten class, but it was kind of sad because we had parents that fought us because they didn't want Heather, because she was handicapped, to be in a, quote, normal kindergarten setting.
All right, this is the vacation room. Guys, this is April from the radio station.
Radio.
So what radio station? WYSO.
I think it was kind of a struggle until Heather got into middle school. And then from middle school on, everybody just seemed to be willing to accept her for who she was. And Heather was very outgoing. I mean, she was friendly. She loves everybody. So I think as she got older, it got better.
Wow. Mom, look who's here.
Hi. Oh, you are here. Okay.
We're going on a tour.
Okay.
I'm doing so well.
Okay. You're doing a tour?
Yes.
Okay. Do your tour. And then are you working in the kitchen?
Yeah, I work in the cafeteria.
Okay.
So I help out with staff and the lunches and stuff like that.
Yeah, Heather was introducing me to everybody.
Okay, have fun.
So I got more people.
All right, I'm going to take you down here.
Okay.
We used to talk about her being handicapped, and she would say, no, Mom, I'm not handicapped. And even when she was younger, we used to talk about her having Down syndrome, and she would deny it. Because there was a show years ago that was on TV, and it was about a Down syndrome boy. And we all enjoyed watching it. But Heather, for some reason, would not watch it. She would not. And she even met this actor at Special Olympics. But she always denied at first that she had Down syndrome. And I'll never forget, years ago, my daughter was going to the University of Toledo. And we took her and her roommate out to dinner. And we went to the Olive Garden. And it was funny, we couldn't find a place to park. So my daughter says, Mom, just park in the handicap spot because Heather's handicapped. And Heather looked at her and she says, Missy, I am not handicapped. I'm over 21. I'm not handicapped. But now if you talk to her, she will tell you that she has Down syndrome. She's legally blind, and she has had heart issues. So I think now she's accepted it. But before, because she did so much, she thought she was just as normal as you or I.
Yeah. And these two are roommates. Yeah.
We live in the same room home.
Nice to meet you.
I will take you down here real quick.
Well, the only thing that worries me is, like I said, Heather is very social. She doesn't know a stranger. That's just kind of one of my fears. But again, you know, as she grows and we've talked about her, you know, being in a group home situation, she just tells me, Mom, I'm not ready. Let's not talk about it right now. So hopefully in the future, you know, it might be easier for us and her to make that decision.
Okay, this is the way out.
All right, see you later, Heather.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
All
right.
What are your dreams for the future?
My future is living in my own apartment. Someday, I want to marry my boyfriend and spend with my life with him forever to keep both in here from now on. What are your dreams for me?
I think my dreams for you are, the first one would be to stay healthy and to be very happy in life. I know someday you would like to have your own apartment and be more independent. Your dad and I would both like that for you. We just want your future to be really anything that you want it to be.
You've been listening to an interview with Heather and Sue Reese. Heather and Sue both work at United Rehabilitation Services in Dayton. To learn more about our series Just Ask and the organizations that helped make it possible, go to wyso.org.